This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia's state elections officials just last week started a new system for voters to register online instead of having to go to a county elections office to do it. There are also new mobile voter information apps. But according to a new state-by-state report from the Pew Charitable Trusts, Georgia still has a ways to go to improve access for voters and the voting experience in general. David Becker is director of Pew's Election Initiatives. Mr. Becker, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
We should note right off the bat, Pew Charitable Trust is an underwriter of NPR. As I noted at the beginning, Georgia has just launched online registration. There are new voter information apps. All of this was done before you ranked the states by performance. Georgia came in 32nd. Would the online experience that Georgia has just launched help improve its standing had you had it at the time of the survey?
No question. And remember, this survey, this assessment of performance relates to the 2012 election. So we're not trying to assess performance today. We try to assess it at the time of each federal election. So at the time of the federal election, 13 states offered online voter registration, which was a big improvement over the two that offered it in 2008. Now there are 18 states, with Georgia just becoming the 18th, and there's absolutely no question that offering a service like online voter registration in a state would improve a state's performance overall.
And the survey actually compared states in terms of how they did in 2012 versus how they did in the last presidential election before that of 2008. Georgia showed the biggest decline over that four-year period, according to your survey. So what was happening in Georgia that made it have the biggest drop of all of the states?
Well, one of the things that we saw is Georgia still has one of the longest wait times in the nation, the longest amount of time someone has to wait to cast a ballot. There appears to be a high rate of non-voting due to disability or illness, as reported by the census in Georgia. And something to keep an eye on in Georgia as well is that the rate of military and overseas ballots that don't get returned has been high in both 2008 and 2012. It's among the 10 highest in the nation, at more than 30% of those ballots not being returned. Those are all things that Georgia, I know, is keeping an eye on. And one of the big issues that we had was in Georgia, we actually saw a decline in the data they're reporting to the Federal Election Assistance Commission and that we were able to draw upon. So they did not have complete data to be able to fully assess them, whereas in 2008, they had more complete data available.
Part of that, according to state elections officials, have been that they were changing their own monitoring systems so that it made it tough to report the data. Are you satisfied with that?
Well, I think that's very likely the case. I mean, states are going to want to be very careful, knowing that people are using this data, not only Pew but others, to assess how well election policies are working in the state. You know, it's important that states recognize this and make sure that they're not transitioning to different data reporting systems during a presidential election, certainly, because a presidential election is a key data point to determine how well election policies are working, since that's when turnout is going to be highest.
Based on what other states were doing that seemed to be working, in addition to the online registration which Georgia is implementing, are there some things that you saw in other states that Georgia could do to make things better?
Absolutely. It seems like the states that do best are the states that are most innovative in how they maintain their voter list, trying to keep up with our highly mobile population, keep the voter records as up-to-date as possible. Everyone who works in elections know that it's very difficult to keep the voter lists up-to-date because most people don't report a move, they don't register to vote, except for right before a presidential election. What this means is that if someone moved in December of 2012, election officials in Georgia and elsewhere aren't going to learn about it until October of 2016. What several states have done is, one, put online voter registration into effect. That's a huge benefit to the states that have done it. But then several other states have banded together to try to share data better using sophisticated data matching to identify when a voter might have moved so that they can reach out to that voter and contact them and try to get them to update their information very close to the move. Seven states formed what was called the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, and five of those seven states ended up being top performers in 2012. And joining a collective list maintenance operation like ERIC and online registration were both recommendations of the recent bipartisan Presidential Commission on Election Administration.
Georgia is one of the states that also has fairly strict voter ID laws. Those have been very controversial. In your survey, did they factor in at all in terms of being either a positive or a negative influence on voters' access?
So we don't look specifically at voter ID laws, and that's because voter ID laws are not equal amongst all the states. Some states require a certain small number of photo IDs and don't let anyone vote without it, and other states have more relaxed laws with regard to ID where various forms of ID might be appropriate and they'll let someone cast a ballot even if they don't have ID. So we don't measure it strictly along those lines. One of the things that I think this data can help policymakers look at, though, is whether there are some outcomes that may be related to a variety of factors, whether it be voter ID or early voting policy or absentee ballot policy. Things like voting wait times, which, as I mentioned, Georgia still has is much higher than the national average. Things like voter registration problems, not voting due to a voter registration problem. Those kinds of things might indicate a larger problem, and it could be that a variety of policies could impact that.
Georgia, in the last few years, has shortened the early voting period. Did it make it any tougher, or was it not a factor?
Well, we're not seeing anything consistent along those lines, and different states have a variety of different ways that they approach early voting. But it does appear that there are states that have that offer a variety of alternatives to voting, whether it be permanent vote by mail, voting by mail in a particular election, early in-person voting, or voting on election day. States like Colorado, for instance, which offer all of those options. And states like that do seem like they perform higher. Colorado was ranked fourth in the index this year, so it may be something that states want to take a closer look at.
David Becker is the Director of Election Initiatives for the Pew Charitable Trust, which, once again, full disclosure, is an NPR underwriter. Mr. Becker, thanks so much for being with us, and obviously this is one we'll continue to watch.
Thank you.